I didn't know that Shai Bolton was going to be the biggest turnstile turner in the AFL in terms of getting bums on seats, given the way he plays.
G'day, Rocco.
Yeah, I just want to talk about little Levi Ablett. I sort of teared up when I saw it because that little boy, doesn't matter what he's going through in his life, he had one of the biggest smiles, and yeah, he was so happy going through that banner with John Selwood.
And here we are, having big fellas serving underarm. I reckon it's a friggin' disgrace. It should be banned. We're getting curious, one of the best serves ever been in tennis, serving friggin' underarm.
Right, you're in the running for the
call.
That
is a strong call.
Yeah, the pre-game Anzac ceremony was absolutely spine-tingling. They do it brilliantly under the lights at Amy Park. That was just nothing short of incredible. The Melbourne Storm, unbelievable.
Great rap, Jack.
One thing about Geelong, they're the only club in the VFL AFL era since 87 not to have finished bottom four. I think this is pretty much just a culmination of a huge list built over the last 7-8 years and sustained success.
Hard to argue. Well, we do argue from time to time with our audience, but that's what makes it such a great radio station is the interaction. The temper text goes all day, and those that call through get great respect, and 43 of them are out here right now. Hello, everyone. Look at them all. They're going nuts. George hadn't been out there plying them full of grog, is he? So a 1 in 43 chance right now of winning a Toyota Hilux Rogue, 70 grand's worth, Daisy Pierce, who's a Toyota ambassador, is here to do the draw. Getting this car was half the problem. The car itself is the best car on the road. Toyota Hilux Road.
No question about that.
The best car on the road.
You've driven it. I wasn't allowed to when we went out there to That's Toyota. Right. You wouldn't allow me to hop in behind
and we went up hills and down through
down
water.
Down dales and yeah, all
so
sorts
there,
of fun.
On one hand, you've got the 70 grand beautiful car there, and the next point is trying to get one, as we know, because Slippery told us throughout the course of the year.
Long waiting list.
We've got this car, and it's ready to be driven away. So, Daisy, what can you tell us about this magnificent vehicle? Have you got the cheat sheet in front of you?
I do.
Good. It's 70 grand, it's white, it's 6-speed automatic transmission. That's probably all you need to know.
The 18-inch alloy wheels.
Yes.
Important.
With the darkened finish,
yes,
importantly.
All that.
Extremely important.
Cap price service for 3 years. Standard Rego stamp duty deal.
Tow ball.
I think enough. I want to get the draw.
Yeah, now. Okay. Well, I've got to put a mask over
a blindfold,
Daisy, so she can't see what she's doing.
So you brought one of your own. We've got a barrel. It's got 43 numbers in it.
This is where I suddenly realise there's one person that's going to love me. And
that's right. And everyone, hold your paddles up, everyone, so we can see. Yeah. Don't wave them because I'm still early in the morning for me. Daisy is blindfolded. The barrel's there. Wispy, give it a spin or mix them up.
It's already been spun.
Oh, it's been spun. It's pre-spun. Righto, here we go. This is the moment. Daisy, I think she might still be on the sauce, but all she needs to do is drag one ball out with a corresponding number. The tension's growing. I'm going to spit me plate out in a minute if we can't get this ball out.
Keep building the...
Everyone's got their paddle held high in the air. I can't build any more tension. The winner is number 12. Number 12. Oh, no. Here he is. Look at him.
He's barging into the studio. Look out, Tim.
It is Jeff who's just look at him. Have a look at Jeff. Get over the other side here, Jeff. Get over here.
He looks like a Mighty Duck.
He's wearing the Mighty Duck, ice hockey top. Is it? Is Jeff, how are you?
Gaz. Got to take them out there.
Oh, you got one.
They're brand new, mate. So
you wouldn't read about
He's
it.
He's been to your dentist.
He's got a plate.
I'm shocked.
Speak into the mic there.
I'm shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Now, can you remember what you called in about?
Yes, about Jason Balmoney, and I bowled 7 strikes in a row and bowled a 221 at 10-pin
bowler.
Yeah.
So don't tell us. We only concentrate on the mainstream sport right here. And what are you driving right now?
Me, a Kia. So,
Not a bad car.
Yeah, I'll be selling that to a mate of mine really cheap. He lost his car in a Rochester flood, so yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible story.
What a nice touch.
And what do you do for a job, Jeff?
I'm a bus driver now, but when I used to call you, I was a garbo picking up the bins out the front here.
Beautifully done. And what's it mean to be able to drive away in this magnificent $70,000 vehicle?
But it's going to be great to drive around especially up the Bendigo.
Where do you, are you from, Bendigo?
No, I'm from Melbourne, but I play a lot of gigs up there. I play a bit of guitar.
Oh, what sort of guitar do you play?
I've got Cole Clark.
And I'm familiar with that. Yeah. Are you a lead guitarist or?
I play a bit of rhythm. I do both.
And what sort of music are you into?
Everything.
Everything. Are you the hard rock type bloke or a little bit of rap sort of stuff that Gary and I don't mind getting into?
No rap, mate.
No rap.
Rap is crap. So, yeah.
And who do you bag for on the footy?
Collingwood.
Oh, gee.
So you're going to hate me.
No, we don't hate you. You had a great year. You would have been excited about the year they've just had.
Yeah.
And what about Daisy Pearce, Toyota ambassador? Did you watch her in the grand final on the weekend?
Yeah, that was a great game. It was a great grind. I really enjoyed watching it. Really great game.
I can see in your face you're shocked right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm really shocked.
You're nearly speechless.
How many new cars have you driven around in? How many brand new cars have you jumped in?
Quite a few. Because I work for Melbourne Council, so I've drove a few of them and buses.
Hey, you will never, ever have experienced anything like this Hilux, though. It is an unbelievable machine.
You know, there's going to be so many people listening to me right now, and they're going to be...
Well, then, look at them. Just have a look through the glass. There's a few out there spewing on you at the moment, too.
Look at that.
No, they're all clapping you. Look at that. Magnanimous gestures from them.
But, anyone whoever would have won it would have deserved it because going through COVID and everything we've gone through, has been tough.
Have you a long-time SEN listener as well?
Yeah. From pretty much.
From day one, about, yeah?
Yeah, actually... Got on one time with Gary in one caller today, giving you a bit of abuse. So yeah.
What about was it?
It was about the Brownlow Medal.
You abused me and I gave you the caller of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See, we don't take it personally, do we, Jeffrey?
No, not really, buddy.
I've got this great Toyota certificate here, which we'll formally hand over to you.
Thanks, mate.
As the winner of our caller of the year, and you will be driving away in that most magnificent of vehicles. So if you want to thank anyone, or happy for you to have the time now.
Dentist?
Yeah, well, he did a good job. She did a good job, actually. Yeah, I'd like to thank Toyota for sponsoring SEN also as well, and, all the other callers, everyone does a good job. So, I really appreciate it.
Good on you. Yeah, congratulations.
He's done that before.
Yeah, well done.
I have worked on radio for Free KND Sport.
Well, I'm not surprised, and you might get a job here. Well done. We say it all the time that Tim and I and everyone on the station just come along and have a chat, but we're nothing without all you people who listen and call in and text in, and we're great. We're thrilled that we're able to hand something back to you today. What are you laughing at?
You'll enjoy this joke, okay, because it very much is a joke, but just off the text, it's the first Collingwood supporter ever to own their own car outright.
Nice one. Well done, Jeff. Daisy, thank you for coming in under extreme circumstances. I would suggest let's hope you continue to celebrate in the manner that you should. And to Toyota, who are back again next year. We can announce 100%. That already, and we thank them for their great support. So thank you, everyone, for coming in too, by the way. It's great to put some faces to the names, and hopefully we can be talking again next year. We'll take a break. Jeff, the winner of the Toyota Hilux.